In a word, trading on Wall Street this week was turbulent. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 6th day of May. Thanks for being with us again today, everybody. In other news, a wave of layoffs is taking place across the U.S., and we'll give you some details. Speaking of jobs, it was another great jobs report for April that beat expectations, and we've got the numbers to prove it. Boeing has announced its plans to move its headquarters, and you will not guess where they want to go. Vegans rejoice. A chain is changing things up to make you feel more welcome. A second Staten Island Amazon facility has rejected unionization. We've got the Wall Street Report. And what's the deal with new hires who just fail to show up for their first day of work? They say it's a growing trend. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I am your host, Michael Libby, and you can follow us on Twitter. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, today, Wall Street capped what can best be called a turbulent week for the markets. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 closed in the red today and fell for the week. Those numbers, I'll have those for you in just a bit. Oh, by the way, and oil? Oil finished the day up quite a bit. We'll tell you about that as well. Even in the midst of one of the tightest labor markets in years, the U.S. is experiencing a wave of layoffs. Business Insider is reporting that the reason is broadly twofold. Business growth is slowing while labor costs are increasing. The combination is causing American companies across a variety of industries to slash headcount. That's a bet that fewer workers will push up profits. But will they? Here's what we've seen so far. Starting in late 2021 and continuing through the first several months of this year, mortgage startup Better.com laid off approximately 4,000 people. Even today, the company is seeking voluntary quits. The weight loss app Noom recently laid off 495 people who were coaches. The company said it's part of a bigger picture pivot toward more video-based coaching. Who needs real people, right? In February, Peloton fired over 2,800 people, including 20% of its corporate workforce, because of an ongoing downturn in the company's business. During the pandemic, so-called meme stocks from GameStop to AMC exploded. Much of that explosion in stock value was driven by accessible trading platforms like Robinhood. Now, that company has released more than 300 people. Wells Fargo said last month it was cutting staff at its mortgage offices, but did not give the media any numbers. Mortgage activity is slowing due to higher interest rates and fewer homes on the market. One of the world's greatest publicly traded cannabis companies, Canopy Growth, slashed 250 jobs in Canada earlier this year as it faces increased competition in the cannabis market. And regional grocery chain Hy-Vee, located in West Des Moines, Iowa, on Friday announced the layoff of more than 57 corporate workers, bringing the total reduction to over 550 during the past 30 days. The company said they want the corporate office staff to take retail jobs. Some will, but many said no. Speaking of jobs, the U.S. added a strong 428,000 jobs during the month of April. Economists had predicted an increase of 400,000. Leisure and hospitality led the broad-based job gains with 78,000 workers there. Manufacturing added 55,000. Transportation and warehousing, 52,000. Professional and business services, 41,000. Financial activities, 35,000, healthcare, 34,000, and retail, 29,000 new jobs. Well, Chicago is about to lose one of its prized corporate offices. The Street is reporting that Boeing has made the decision to move its corporate offices to the Washington, D.C. area. It's an apparent move to strengthen ties with the Federal Aviation Administration following a very public scolding by the FAA, as well as some big-name lawmakers on Capitol Hill. Boeing will leave its Chicago hub, its base for the past 20 years, for a new corporate headquarters in Arlington, Virginia, just a few miles away from the Pentagon. Restaurants are making some big changes to become more welcoming to vegans. These restaurants are changing their breakfast offerings and embracing vegan versions. Mast is reporting that in December of last year, Tim Hortons rolled out a line of vegan lattes made with Chobani oat milk, and earlier this year, the Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf launched a plant-based breakfast sandwich featuring a Beyond Meat sausage patty. Well, now, Caribou Coffee has plans to join in on this trend. According to Food Business News, Caribou Coffee is collaborating with Eat Just Incorporated. It's a brand that sells a vegan egg replacement made from mung beans called Just Egg. The item has made several waves in recent weeks. In April, Food Navigator reported the product had received EU approval and can now be used as a stand-in for other traditional proteins. The company has also received a special status that gives its mung bean egg alternative special protection from being copied by competitors, making it a particular ingredient of interest in the eyes of restaurants and home cooks. While the item gains traction in Europe, stateside diners can now expect a new item at Caribou Coffee featuring the vegan ingredient. Food Business News reports that 400 Caribou Coffee locations should now expect to see veganism on the menu. For a limited time, these stores will carry the chain's first plant-based menu offering. It's a flatbread featuring tomatoes, vegan pesto, dairy-free smoked provolone cheese, and Just Egg, the vegan egg alternative. Last month, employees at a huge Staten Island, New York Amazon fulfillment center voted to join the Amazon Labor Union. That didn't happen at a smaller facility, also on Staten Island. The vote was 380 in favor of a union and 618 voted against. Still, the Amazon Labor Union has vowed to continue its fight to represent still more Amazon workers. U.S. stock indexes finished lower on Friday, capping a turbulent week with modest losses after the Federal Reserve moved its policy rate up by half a percentage point and signaled similar increases were likely at the central bank's next two policy meetings. The Dow shed about 98 points, or 0.3%, ending Friday at 32,899, while recording a weekly loss of 0.2%. It marked the Dow's sixth straight weekly loss. The S&P 500 index finished the session 0.6 lower, off by 0.2 for the week. The NASDAQ composite closed 1.4% lower on Friday and down 1.5% for the week. It could have been much worse. At one time, the Dow was off by more than 364 points. West Texas Intermediate crude gained on the day. The Friday close saw oil up by $2.35 a barrel to close at $110.61 a barrel. And finally, there is this. There's a strange trend going on in the job market. According to the Wall Street Journal, an alarming number of people who accepted employment offers failed to show up for their first day on the job. Some experts think getting ghosted is inevitable as job seekers navigate the most favorable labor market in the last half century. Others, get this, blame dating apps for a behavior that has now crossed into the professional sphere. I guess what? You swipe left, it's a no-go? Whatever the cause, taking steps like shortening the hiring process and asking people to formally accept and sign offer letters could leave you with fewer no-shows. Southwest Airlines said 15 to 20% of their new hires are MIA on their first day. Allied Universal, which provides security and facility services and employs about 300,000 people, puts the number at 18%. Meanwhile, a Texas home cleaning company says about 80% of people ghost before they start or after just one or two training sessions. Well, that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.